Today is May 28, 2015. This is Joint Committee on Ways and Means Subcommittee on Natural Resources. We will open up a work session on House Bill 5018, the Department of Environmental Quality. Turn it over to Mr. Siebert.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, as you said, House Bill 5018 is the budget bill for the Department of Environmental Quality. The work session materials are saved on OLIS. At the front of those materials is a memo from me explaining the process and giving the first table you'll see is, of course, the different budget totals from 11-13 actuals through to our LFO recommended totals for this biennium. I'm first going to walk through the adjustments to current service level, and those start on page 3 of the LFO report. The first page is a summary of the total agency and total funds as recommended by the Legislative Fiscal Office. The second page of that report is the totals for the air quality program. On page 3, you start with package 111, continue air toxics monitoring. During the 2014 legislative session, there was a one-time general fund appropriation to purchase equipment to conduct a year-long study of air toxics at Swan Island. This package would add funding for the 3 lab positions to make use of the already purchased monitoring equipment at other sites around the state, and LFO is recommending approval of the inclusion of package 111. Package 115 is to coordinate air quality scientific data contract. The federal government provides funding for the Northwest International Air Quality Environmental Science and Technology Consortium, which provides modeling data to air quality agencies in the West. The EPA has earmarked this money for use by air quality agencies in Oregon, Washington, and Idaho, and the 3 states take turns coordinating the contract. Idaho has coordinated the contract for the last 8 years, and now it's Oregon's turn. So LFO is recommending the inclusion of $680,000 of federal funds limitation for the paying the contract. And finally, for air quality, package 801 is LFO analyst adjustment. This package adds $400,000 of federal funds expenditure limitation for a clean diesel grant. The application to apply for was approved at the February 27th meeting of the Joint Committee on Ways and Means. The total grant award was for $1.5 million. However, the agency has some existing expenditure limitation in the diesel program it can use for most of the awarded grant, so LFO is recommending only $400,000 of federal funds for that. Moving on to water quality, which you see the totals of page 6. This next page is a package 070. You've seen these before, as these are packages that reduce expenditures to match anticipated revenues at the current service level. So this is reducing the reductions in the water quality program. General funds added later in package 123 to restore some of the wastewater permitting reductions and the non-point pollution reductions. Package 120 is funding to pay for a new wastewater permitting software module to replace the old system. This would be the first part of a consolidated permitting system for all DEQ permits. They're going to start with water quality. I would just note that they will be using a already developed tools, and they will not be trying to develop their own software for this program. They'll be using what's commonly known as complete off-the-shelf or COTS solution. Package 121, water quality assessment. This package enhances the agency's ability to assess and report water quality data. The EPA was partially disapproved the 2012 biennial integrated report on impaired water bodies and is expected to disapprove the 2014 report because the reports fall far short of meeting the most basic federal requirements of using all readily available water quality data. This package adds $491,435 of general fund and 3 positions, 2.25 FTE, to support increased water quality assessment and improve water quality data. Package 123, wastewater permitting restoration. This package restores 5 positions in the wastewater permitting with a general fund and some other funds. The DEQ states that if the package and POP 120 approved, the additional state support would restore the program to 60% fees, 40% state federal fund split. In addition, LFO is recommending the addition of 2 natural resource specialist 4 positions to help address the permitting backlog, which will increase the general fund support percentage. The package total is $1,536,869, 7 positions and 7.75 FTE. Package 126, reducing non-point source pollution. This adds general fund to backfill two federally supported positions that were eliminated due to insufficient federal funds revenue in package 070. So this adds $403,568 general fund to restore two positions. Package 801 eliminates two administrative support specialist positions. These reductions help fund the two additional permitting writing positions recommended earlier. This is a reduction of $223,639 of general fund and two positions to full FTE. Finally, for water quality, package 802. This package makes some really technical adjustments between expenditure categories of six positions that are split between general fund and Measure 76 lottery funds. The change would correct some misalignment due to past fund shifting of these positions. There's no overall increase in expenditures or FTE. Again, this is a merely technical adjustment to exchange categories between personal services and S&S and between the Measure 76 and the general fund. Moving on to land quality, which starts on page 14, which is the totals for the land quality program. Package 070, again, is a revenue shortfall package. This reduces expenditures to align with revenues assumed in the current service level. Most of these reductions are restored later in the following package. And package 132 implements the Material Management Vision 2050. Positions cut in 070 would be restored and repurposed to promote and enhance waste production and recycling and award grants to local governments for recycling and solid waste planning activities. Work of these seven positions would include food waste prevention, voluntary business initiatives, toxic reduction, and sustainable consumption. The fees to support this increase were contained in Senate Bill 245, which the subcommittee passed out last week. Package 136, continue ballast water monitoring enforcement. This package adds a little over $32,000 of general fund and $15,000 of other funds to increase the ballast water inspection fee from $70 to $88 per vessel arrival. The additional general fund would maintain the traditional funding split of 50-50 general fund other funds and maintain the 1.6 FTE currently working on the program. Package 138, continue the oil spill prevention and response planning. This adds $290,940 other funds expenditure limitation from increases to fees paid by large cargo vessels, vessels that carry oil shipments and petroleum facilities, and pipelines that would be used to enhance the current program of restore cuts caused by insufficient revenues. The additional funding would restore the program to 3.35 FTE and allow it to investigate new reported spills within 90 days and conduct drills to prepare for marine oil spills. The fees supporting this package were in Senate Bill 262, which was reported out of this subcommittee last week. Finally, Package 801 LFO analyst adjustments. This eliminates some general fund support for the hazardous waste program and shifts other funds from S&S to personal services to support the FTE with other funds. And this would eliminate the last of the general fund and the hazardous waste program. Moving on to agency management, page 20 of 27 has the totals for agency management. There's one package for this program. That's package 150, process improvement. This package continues and accelerates outcome-based management reforms designed to identify, measure, and improve performances of the core agency processes. It adds $1,098,213 other funds, expenditure limitation, and six positions to continue this work. The package is funded through indirect charges from increased program funding above current service level and ending balances in agency management program. The next page is blank. That's across media. That's an old program that was eliminated last biennium. Page 23 of 27 starts with the non-limited. This is associated with the Clean Water State Revolving Fund. This would capitalize the grant loans. This package adds $30,150,000 of non-limited other funds for bond proceeds, capitalize the Clean Water State Revolving Loan Fund, and pay the $150,000 in bond issuance costs. The recipients of these funds are public agencies such as municipalities and counties. LFO is recommending approval of this package. The next package is package 191 on page 26 of 27. This is the Clean Water State Revolving Bond Debt Service. This provides the debt service payments associated with package 181 and the non-limited program Together, the two packages provides funds for the Clean Water State Revolving Fund. And finally, package 801 is another technical adjustment. This makes some base budget debt service adjustments to correct implementation of 1315 debt service savings from bond refunding, which were captured. All those savings were captured in 1315 biennium. So there needs a small adjustment needs to be made to increase general fund for debt service by $13,650, and then a reduction in non-limited other funds debt service by a like amount. And that is the end of the LFO recommendations to current service level.
And so at this time, I would accept a motion to move the LFO recommendation to House Bill 5018.
Mr. Chair, I move the LFO recommendation to House Bill 5018.
Representative Clem moves the LFO recommendation to House Bill 5018. Is there any discussion? Yes, Senator Dimbrough.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. I have a question about the Portland Harbor cleanup. That was originally part of this, wasn't it? Can you?
Sure, Mr. Chair, Senator Dimbrough. The department in the agency request budget, which is the budget that we've been working off of, requested a position for a community solutions position in an area that they weren't represented. During the governor's budget, that position and that package was morphed into a position that would coordinate Portland Harbor cleanup and was requesting general fund. At this time, LFO is not recommending that package.
And I would note that that is something that could potentially happen later in the session. There's still discussions going on about that, though.
Okay, thank you. It's obviously, I don't need to tell you what the need is to get that done. Thank you.
Yeah. Is there any other discussion? All right, seeing none, is there any objection to the motion? All right, motion carries. Move on to performance measures.
LFO is recommending at the bottom of page 3 of the key performance measurements, you can see the LFO recommendation is to eliminate key performance measure number 5, the water quality TMDLs, and key performance measure number 7, toxic prevention and reduction. The department will propose new measures as part of their 17-19 budget development.
And is there a motion to move the LFO recommendation to key performance measures?
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Representative Clem moves the LFO recommendation on key performance measures. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection to the motion? Seeing none, the motion carries.
I'm moving on to budget notes. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, there is one budget note being proposed for inclusion in the DEQ budget report. We're dealing with water quality permitting. I'll read that into the record. The subcommittee expressed concerns with the backlog in renewing water quality permits and directed the Department of Environmental Quality to undertake a renewal of its permitting program. To achieve this, the department is directed to hire an outside consultant with knowledge and skills needed to conduct an evaluation of the program and the ability to make recommendations. These recommendations will focus on improving the quality and timeliness of water quality permits issued under the NPDES program and meeting the associated metrics developed by the Blue Ribbon Committee in its 2004 report. Percentage of permits being current, inspections, DMR reviews, and assignment of general permit coverage, or any agreed-upon replacement metrics. DEQ will report to the appropriate legislative committees on or before December 2015, and again by December 2016 on progress towards completing the evaluation, meeting the program metrics, and implementing recommendations that come out of the consulting work. DEQ will work with the Blue Ribbon Committee on implementing these recommendations for meeting program goals and will provide the Blue Ribbon Committee with periodic updates on progress being made to improve the program. LFO is recommending adoption of the budget note.
Okay. And is there a motion to move the LFO recommendation to the budget note? Representative Clem. Representative Clem moves the LFO recommendation on the budget note. Is there any discussion? All right. Is there any objection to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. And we will move on to...
Finally, the legislative fiscal office is recommending a budget of $33,718,343 general fund, $3,955,299 lottery funds, $149,823,737 other funds, and $29,008,196 federal funds, 73 positions, 7 737 positions, 721.32 FTE, which is reflected in the Dash 1 Amendment to House Bill 5018.
Okay, and do we have a motion
to... I have
to
a question maybe before we do that. I just want to make sure on I have proposed amendments. Have those been taken care of, or when do we...
Mr. Chair, Senator Hansel, there is the amendment should be at the very back of the...
I have them here.
Yeah.
But when in the process do we vote, or we move to...
You're moving the amendment right now to... You're recommending the amendment to the full committee. So this, the amendment would go with the recommendation to the full committee.
That's... I want to make sure it didn't accidentally get lost in the show.
Thank you, Senator. And with that...
These are proposed amendments.
We just need a motion to adopt the Dash 1 Amendment to House Bill 5018.
Mr. Chair, I move the Dash 1 Amendment to House Bill 5018.
Representative Clem moves adoption of the Dash 1 Amendment to House Bill 5018. Is there any discussion?
Mr. Chair, what is the amendment to? What is the Dash 1 Amendment to House Bill 5018?
I'm glad you asked.
Mr. Chair, Representative Clem, the Dash 1 Amendment modifies all the numbers in the budget bill. If you've been on Ways and Means in the past, traditionally we just put these in our memo and we didn't get an official amendment. The practice this biennium, at the direction of leadership, is to have official amendments in subcommittees. So that's what we're doing.
Hmm. All right, then. I don't withdraw my motion, then.
All right, with that, is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing no discussion, is there any objection to the motion? Seeing no objection, the motion carries. And at this point, we'll get the final motion to move House Bill 5018 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 5018 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Clem moves House Bill 5018 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, is there any objection to the motion? All right, motion carries.
We just need carriers.
And Representative Gomberg, would you be willing to carry to the the full and the House floor?
With pleasure, Mr. Chair.
All right, excellent. Senator Dember, would you be willing to carry to the Senate floor?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. You can always switch with Senator Devlin, if he's willing to.
No, I'm happy to.
Excellent. And with that, that is everything on the agenda today. Mr. Seward, did you have anything else?
Mr. Chair, nope. That's it for today.
Okay. We'll go ahead and adjourn the meeting and close the work session.
Good deal.
The meeting and close the work session.